Time now for the Christmas edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
We are joined by Mike Hale, also known as Mike in the Morning, general manager at WHMS in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, my hometown, and a guy that I used to listen to as a kid. Mike, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is a thrill to be here again.
Well, and we should say, this is something that you have done for years. You've compiled some of your favorite Christmas songs and played them on the radio. I used to listen to it. I had an old cassette tape that I would record it on and then listen to it later, but we're going to get through some of your favorites this year. And let's start with the 1958 song Run Rudolph Run. This is Chuck Berry.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway.
Mike, this song made it to a peak of 69 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts back in 1958, yet we are still listening to it today.
Don't anybody else ever record this song, because there's only one guy who could do this song, and that's Chuck Berry. And you know who wrote the song, don't you?
Who?
Johnny Marks, who wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
uh-huh,
and wrote Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. This is the only version of that song that should be aired on the radio. It is a perfect, perfect Chuck Berry song.
Well, and now I associate it with the movie Home Alone. It plays
right.
A starring role in Home Alone, I think, when they're running through the airport.
It's a great, great song.
Well, another song we are still listening to today is Jingle Bell Rock. This is a great one. First released by the American country music singer Bobby Helms in 1957.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh.
Mike, what do you think it is that works about this song?
It's one of those songs that just, it's a perfect song that if somebody young hears it, when you're a kid you hear it, that's a great song. When you're older, it brings back great memories. Back in the days when there were not radio stations doing continuous Christmas music for 3 and 4 and 5 weeks, Christmas music was kind of like sparsely played in the weeks prior to Christmas. And I remember sending a letter to Nick Charles at KXOK in St. Louis begging him to play this song one night, and he did. But it's a perfect Christmas song.
You had to send him a letter.
You know, I didn't call radio stations when I was growing up. You would think a guy who wanted to go into radio I was not a radio groupie, so I didn't call. I figured if I sent a letter, I might get the song played, and I did get it played.
Okay, well, let's get to another American singer. This is Johnny Mathis. This is the late 50s recording of Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Mike, so many artists have done this song. Why did you pick the Johnny Mathis version?
Because it is, once again, it's one of those perfect Christmas songs. It's with the Percy Faith Orchestra. And what I find amazing about this song, this is from his sixth studio album. Now, he'd only been with Columbia a couple of years. He had just been cranking out music, song after song after song. And I think they recorded this in the summer of 58. And it just, with Percy Faith in there, and I think back in the 50s and 60s, if you had Percy Faith or Ray Conniff in the studio, you could figure out a way to make really a perfect Christmas song that would appeal to young people as well as people that are adults.
Here's a song that absolutely appealed to me as a young person. I loved this song. 1968, The Bell That Couldn't Jingle, is performed here by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
A Christmas bell was crying, then Santa heard it say, I just can't seem to jingle, and I can't go on the sleigh. Then Santa soon discovered the reason that it cried, the bell that couldn't jingle, yet had nothing there inside.
I have literally been transported to, like, my room at my house when I was growing up, listening to you playing that song right there.
You know, that was written by Burt Bacharach, and I forget who did the lyrics on it. It was not Hal David. It was one of the few songs that Burt did that was not with Hal David. But Herb Alpert did that song in 68, and it doesn't get played on the radio at all. In fact, I happened to look this song up on YouTube last night just to see what the comments were. And one of the running themes in all the comments were, nobody plays this on the radio. Well, I play it in Champaign every couple of days this time of year.
We're speaking with Mike Hale, also known as Mike in the Morning, at WHMS in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, my hometown. Stay with us. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software. MathWorks, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's Here and Now, and we're speaking with Mike Hale, also known as Mike in the Morning, at WHMS in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, my hometown. He's taking us through some of his favorite Christmas music. And Mike, let's listen to another one. This is Dominic the Donkey, recorded by Lou Monti.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la.
I have never heard this before in my life.
Really?
Yes, tell me about this song.
Well, Lou Monti, I thought for the longest time, I thought he was one of these guys, went in the studio, did this song in 1960 on Roulette Records, and then, you know, that was the last we'd ever heard of him. And then he was a pretty successful Italian singer in the United States doing parody songs in the late 40s and early 50s. In fact, he recorded with RCA and a couple of other big labels. But so he was a big star who went in and recorded this particular song. It's a goofy little song, but it's another one of those great Christmas songs that puts a smile on your face.
And we've all heard about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Apparently the donkey here helped Santa deliver presents to children in Italy.
Yes, that is correct, because, you know, the sleigh has a little tougher time without any snow.
Well, this next one is also from the 60s. This is a well-known Frosty the Snowman by the Ronettes.
Frosty the Snowman.
The children know how he came to life one day. a much poppier version there of what many think of as a children's song.
Yeah, this is from the Phil Spector Christmas album from 1963, originally titled A Christmas Gift for You. This may be the best pop Christmas album ever recorded.
Really? Why do you say that?
Yes. Because Phil Spector put his passion into this, just like he did everything else in the studio, and it has the wall of sound, and it was really the first, I think, real rock and roll album besides Elvis that captivated the listening audience.
All right, Mike Hale, let's listen to another one. This is Mary's Boy Child, Oh My Lord, by Boney M. This is from 1978.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible said, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today.
Tell us about this song.
This is, if it's not the best-selling song in the history of pop music in Great Britain, it's number two.
Really?
It has sold an incredible amount of copies. And what was interesting was I went searching for this. This had not been heard in the United States very much at all around Christmas. And on my first trip over to Scotland, I went to Tower Records in Glasgow in the middle of the summer looking for a copy of this. And one of the guys in the store says, we don't have any of that out, but I'll find you a copy and send it to you. And the guy sent me a copy of it. It is an unusual Christmas rendition of this particular song, obviously a song that Harry Belafonte made famous in 1956, but it is just, it's another one of those just fresh interpretations, and it's being played more and more in America now, but probably wasn't played much in the United States in the 80s and 90s.
Well, when I was listening to you back in probably the 80s, you were not playing stuff that was as new as what we're about to hear. It was mostly oldies at that time, which counted as what, 50s, 60s, maybe some 70s.
Yeah.
Right?
But
this next one is from 1996, and you put this on your list. This is Christmas Island by Jimmy Buffett.
Let's get away from sleigh bells. Let's get away from snow. Let's make or break some Christmas, dear. I know the place to go. How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island?
All I can think of here is that Melikaliki Maka song. Is that Dean Martin or Bing Crosby?
Yeah, that's Bing Crosby.
Uh-huh.
This is another, that whole album is really, it's an adult Christmas album because it's Jimmy Buffett lyrics, and it's just a nice, and it's an album that puts your smile on your face,
and it takes you to a place that you're not expecting for Christmas, which is a nice tropical island or something like that. And that's off of Jimmy Buffett's 22nd studio album. What do you think is the appeal for artists recording these Christmas albums?
You know, I think there was a point in time where artists weren't really interested in doing it, but I think now we're starting to see, and it started happening in the second half of the 90s when you had Chicago and Jimmy Buffett and other artists. I think it's a great connection piece to their fans, and that's the reason why Elvis did his album back in the middle 50s is, you know, if you can do a Christmas album for your fans, that's a pretty good connection.
All right, well, we have time for one more on this now, I guess, annual Christmas music special DJ session with Mike Hale. And this one, Mike, is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It's performed by the Bare Naked Ladies and singer Sarah McLachlan.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Mike, what do you like about this one?
It is just, it is a breathtaking version of this song, a song that a lot of us sang in church growing up and so on. This is just, I mean, it's such a great recording.
What are you going to be doing for Christmas?
Spending it with my kids and my family.
Do you have any special Christmas traditions that you guys like to do?
You know, we have a great tradition. When I was growing up, my father said we're always going to wake up in our own beds on Christmas morning. And he kind of had this rule in the house that we're not going anywhere for Christmas. And we've kind of instituted that same rule at our house. We get up on Christmas morning, I crank the tunes in the other room, and we open presents.
So no trips to the movies or anything like that?
No.
Stay at home.
It's strictly a family day. I have our kids are growing up. My daughter is a first grade school teacher in Champaign at Stratton Elementary. My son is still going to college at Parkland College. So they have busy schedules, and it's really just a great day for all of us to be together.
Mike Hale, also known as Mike in the Morning, general manager at WHMS in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, my hometown. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us again, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your audience, and thank you so much for having me. It's quite an honor.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way.